Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Gittin Ayin Vav, Gittin 76b, pagination is 152. Starting from Masnisin, the new Mishnah, the beginning of a line midway in the wide lines. Hareza Giteich, a husband says this should be your get, im labasi mikan v'ad yud beis chodesh. If I don't come within the next 12 months, umeis besoch yud beis chodesh, and he dies during those 12 months, so he's for sure not going to fulfill his condition of coming. He fulfills it that he hasn't come, and it should be a get. Nevertheless, eino get, it's not considered a good get. And the explanation here is because the wording was such that it shouldn't take effect until the end of 12 months, if I don't come. Being that he's dead, the fact that he doesn't come would put it into effect at a time that he's already dead. And you can't give a get, you can't have its effective time once he's dead. It has to be while he's still living and they are still married. So again, the first halacha here is that if it's not going to take effect until after the 12 months, then the fact that the reason he's not coming is because he's dead is going to significantly affect the possibility of this get working, and it won't. Now, in a moment, we're going to see commentary on this in the Gemara, and it's not so simple, but that's how the Mishnah presents it. No good, because it's not taking effect until after 12 months, and by then he's dead. Second case. Hareze giteich, this should be your get, mei achshav, from now, im lo basim mikan vad yud beis chodesh, if I don't come within the next 12 months. Umeis, besoch yud beis chodesh, and again, he died within the 12 months, but in this case, hareze get. It's going to be a good get, because he said, mei achshav, I want it to take effect now, and right now, he is alive. So he wants a get to take effect now, provided that some separate condition is met. If that condition is met, indeed, he doesn't come, for whatever the reason is, for the next 12 months, then it was a get from now. And since now he's alive, that works. Now, regarding the first case of the Mishnah, which was that it's not taking effect until after 12 months, and therefore it doesn't end up taking effect because he's not alive then, the Gemara tells us, Tana, we learned, Rabosenui Tiruali Inase, there is an opinion that says that she could get married because it is a good get, and we have to figure out why. And the Gemara explains, Kireb Yossi, following the ruling of Rabbi Yossi, the Omar Zemano Shashtar Mochia Chalov, the date of the shtar, the date in the document, indicates its effective date. And that on some level, when the person puts a date in, he's intending it to be the effective date. And therefore, even though the wording of his giving the get was that it shouldn't take effect until after 12 months and the condition that he doesn't show up, but the fact that there's a date in the document indicates that he really wants it to be effective now. And therefore we end up with a disagreement where our Mishnah is saying such a case is not a good get, and the Gemara is letting us know that there's an opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who holds that it is a good get because it has a date in it, and that date is going to be the understood effective date. And therefore, when this is brought in halacha, kuf mem dalet sif beis, lo omar me achshav, the first case of the Mishnah, he did not say the word Me'achshav from now. Nevertheless, Hareze Safek, they've created a Safek Gerushin, a doubtful Gerushin, because it is a disagreement between the Mishnah and the Gemara's quote, based on Rabbi Yossi, that since it has a date, it is effective now during his lifetime. Moving on to the second case in the Mishnah, there's also some clarification that we want to give. The case over there was Me'achshav im lo bosi. It should be effective now, provided that I don't come. The Gemara wonders, three lines from the bottom, Meis besuch yud beis chodesh. I understand he died within 12 months, so he's for sure not coming. So we know for a fact he's not going to fulfill the condition, or the condition will be fulfilled that he's not coming, so it's a good get. Hareze get la alter have? Can you determine that the get will be effective immediately upon his death? Because I know he's not coming. O Dilma la acha yud beis chodesh to ikayim leitinoei. Or do I still have to wait to the end of 12 months in order that the condition should be fulfilled? Again, is it enough that I know the condition will be fulfilled? He's not coming within 12 months. Or do I actually need the condition to be fulfilled? Do I actually need that he doesn't come for 12 months? And the fact that you have a very logical projection that he's not coming is not sufficient. In halacha, this is brought in a most interesting way. Kuf mem dalet sif gimel. If the person said, Me'achshav, if I don't come within the 12 months, so he wants it effective now, so it's going to be a good get if he dies. But the question is, when will it be determined that it's a good get? So the Mechaber writes, Harezu megureshes, she's definitely divorced. Avalam yeshla yavam. But if she has a yavam, and therefore she's claiming the get to avoid the yibum, lo sinase below chalitza, she's not allowed to go free and get married, ad sheyavru yud beis chodesh. She actually has to wait for the fulfillment of the condition, even though we can project that it will be fulfilled. She's got to wait until it's actually fulfilled, when the duration of the 12 months occur, and it didn't happen. If you look at the Beis Shmuel, so you'll see that's based on the Rambam, who says, Kol shelo nispata latanai befoel, if it was not actually negated as a condition, then we would still have to reckon with it, even though we know it will not be fulfilled. And therefore, the second case of the Mishnah also requires qualification here, even though the Mishnah is saying, Hareze get, it's certainly going to be a get, but according to one view, and the way it's presented in Shulchan Aruch, Hareze get, certainly it is a get, but you're going to have to wait until the 12 months actually expire. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.